Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like Kevin has been given this great honor, but also comes with some mixed emotions. Kevin, your alma mater's coming up to the radio station today.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Lewis and Clark Community College, where I graduated in their radio broadcasting program, is coming up to view our stations, to take a tour. And with that tour, and there are several other graduates from that school that work here at 1220 Olive Street. It's exciting, but I'm torn because those are kids who want to go into radio. Radio is not, it's a tough career. And I'm trying to find a balance to say, hey, look, this is awesome. I'm so glad you guys want to do this, but you may want to rethink it. how do you say that in a way? Because I know everybody's path is different. I know everybody's career choices are different. And I don't want to dissuade anybody from going into this career. It is a great career. There's a lot of fun with this career. But there's also a lot of angst. And there's also a lot of difficulty. And there's also, unfortunately, a lot of no payment. And you know, it's hard to make this into a real career unless certain things kind of align to go your way. So I'm just thinking, how do you tell somebody, hey, look, this is great, but at the same time, got to be realistic. And I don't want to turn people off of this because we need people in this career. Otherwise, this career, you got a bunch of people like me who've been in it for 25 years and they can't leave.
I think this is a really, really interesting topic. I love that you're bringing this up, Kevin. I understand where you're coming from, but I definitely think that I personally am going to encourage people to go into radio. I think like the whole risk thing, like, oh, you got to have things aligned to really make it work. I think that's true for every career.
Good point.
I don't think that's just in radio. And I know that when I was coming into radio, I was really young. I had these bright eyes and everybody just kept like dimming it for me. They'd be like, well, to get on air, that's basically like hitting a hole in one in golf, and that never happens. I literally remember one of my managers who still works here saying that to me, and I just felt crushed, but I still had so much passion for it that I went in, but I felt stupid for going into it because he was like saying basically don't do it. And so I've always taken it upon myself now to encourage people to do this, just because you never know what will happen. I think that's true for any career. It's a risk.
I would agree with that. I think like there are still people that are like, well, you know, you could be making a lot more money doing something else. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to do something else. This is what I love to do. So I don't think like having people coming in here for a tour and then kind of discouraging them is the way to go about
it. I think you can be honest with them if they ask questions, but not...
There's this weird like responsibility duality that you almost feel like when there's younger generation of people following in your footsteps, that you don't want to over romanticize a job that you love that's super fun and super exciting. And because sometimes I think the entertainment industry feels that way. I bring this up all the time. Is the Sabrina Carpenter effect. AB and I have had conversations about Sabrina Carpenter because she was a big Sabrina Carpenter fan. I met Sabrina Carpenter. I was a Sabrina Carpenter stan, if you will, before anyone, I think. I watched Girl Meets World because I was obsessed with Boy Meets World. If I had to pick my favorite TV show of all time, it was probably Boy Meets World. So when they were releasing Girl Meets World, I was locked in. And Sabrina Carpenter was in that. And I was like, oh my God, this girl who was, you know, Boy Meets World's Riley's best friend. I'm like, this girl is going to be the next big thing. And then I end up interviewing her. I was like, oh my God, I got to do an interview with her. And I could tell, like, the record label was trying to control her, and she was, like, nervous and, like, almost awkward. I'm like, oh, maybe she's not going to make it in this industry. And I thought she didn't make it. Flash forward, I interviewed her 8 years ago. Now she has a Netflix special. Now the industry is so hard. And sometimes when you paint this picture of, like, everyone can make it, everyone can do it,
right,
you feel like this responsibility, like, it's supposed to be hard. But then you feel like you're, like, these cliche slamming the door on people, like, you're never going to make it. You're not good enough. So you have to, like, figure out this weird balance.
Right.
Of letting people know that there's realistic expectations, realistic hardships. And that's in any aspect, any career, like Hannah said, that is really hard. The world is really hard. Life is really hard. But also not discourage people to follow their dreams and follow the things that they love.
Yeah, it's a weird, fine line that you have to dance.
Yeah, and it's not just radio. That's life. Like, that's parenting in general. Like, I don't want to paint any picture to my kids that life is easy. But I also don't want to tell them, don't follow your dreams
right,
or something you don't want to do either.
It's too bad that they're coming in after the show, because that would have been perfect for them. Hopefully they're listening on their bus ride here.
Yeah, that pretty much covered it. We're like, that's it. Tour's over.
Turn around the bus, guys.
Tour's over, guys. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.